Throw the best birthday party ever that your child will always talk about. Big Air Trampoline Park inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall can do just that. Award-winning birthday party packages start at just $300, and all birthday parties include pizza, drinks, a party room with a party host, grip socks, printed invitations, and all 40 attractions at Big Air Trampoline Park. It's a birthday party you and your kids will never forget. Book your party today. Big Air Columbus, where the fun never ends. Visit bigairusa.com/Columbus for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time to talk to Husker Online's Sean Callahan. We talk to him every Wednesday around 6:30. Sean, thanks for joining us this morning. We have a lot to get to with you. Busy couple days ahead for Nebraska. We have the recruiting period ends on Sunday before it reopens on March 1st. What is, Sean, Nebraska's focus and goal to end this month at this point?
Well, really, I think there's only one live target left. A.J. Allen, the running back, Scott Frost, we confirmed with A.J. last night, was at his home for an in-home visit. So, I mean, that's really the last order of business. You know, I think this last week is more kind of setting the table now for 2023, 2024, 2025, but really 2023. And, you know, I think Nebraska in just the last week, 10 days, I mean, I think they made over 75 offers. I mean, it's really been a flurry of offers made, you know, between Missouri and Kansas and the state of Nebraska. They've made, I want to say there's over 35 guys just in these states right there. So they're doing a really good job of, I think, getting out, trying to see as many of these guys as they can, and, you know, putting offers out and kind of getting things moving forward for junior days coming up, not only this weekend, but March, the spring game, because this is the period where you begin to lock up those guys, and then by the summertime in the spring, you hope that some of those guys are your commits.
Okay, Sean Callahan joins us. Sean, some of the activities geared toward getting a quarterback for the future. We were talking last night about Avery Johnson of Mays, Kansas, right close to Wichita. J.J. Cole in Iowa. Those are two of the ones. I'm really interested in Avery Johnson, Sean, as you know, because I know he's become a target in the class of 2023, a quarterback target right outside Wichita. What do you know about Avery Johnson?
Yeah, he's got 20 scholarship offers, but, you know, he's a three-sport athlete. Kind of reminds you of, you know, guys from that area in the Kansas and Missouri and Nebraska's recruited in the past. I mean, Bubba Starling was a multi-sport guy.
Okay.
You know, and you go down the line, but he is obviously a really good quarterback. He took his team to the state finals. They got beat. But in basketball, he led his team to the state championship, was the leading scorer, and he's also a standout baseball player. So he's an elite three-sport athlete, 4.2 GPA, has long hair, kind of like a Trevor Lawrence-type look with his hair. But they've gone down and seen him now three times. This week will be the third time in 15 days.
Third time in 15 days. Whoa. Hey, Sean, is it Bush?
So, yeah, Bill Bush went down there two Fridays ago, the first weekend things opened back up, made the offer for Nebraska. Kind of this, you know, Coach Guzman down there and told them, like, hey, you know, we know we're late to the party. Before that, Avery had zero contact with Nebraska.
I don't get that.
Kind of got the foot in the door at
that
point.
Don't get that.
Then last week, Bill Bush went to Kansas City, then drove to Dodge City, met Mark Whipple, who flew in private into Dodge City, and they watched Avery Johnson play a basketball game. and spent time again around his coach and whatever they could do. This week, Scott Frost is going down there on Friday, and I believe with Bill Bush again. So, yeah, they'll be down there three times in 15 days. So to me, you know, when you're putting that kind of manpower on it, mm-hmm. that tells you he has elevated probably to their number one target. J.J. Cole from Des Moines will be in this weekend as well, four-star out of Ankeny, Iowa. So those are the two, you know, that logically make the most sense. They've made a couple of other offers besides these guys, but those are the two that have jumped out early.
That, Sean, as it applies to Avery Johnson, is called a full-court press. I mean, they have targeted Avery Johnson. So that's someone for fans to watch. Okay, you targeted Trey Palmer, the incoming receiver, return man from LSU, out of the transfer portal, Mickey Joseph special. You interviewed him yesterday. What were your takeaways from your interview with Trey Palmer?
Confident and a competitor. I don't know if I've seen a guy quite with his level of confidence and swagger at Nebraska in a while, where he just, you know, usually when guys get on an interview, they kind of, you know, turn on the interview act, and, you know, they might have confidence, but on an interview, they're pretty straight laced.
Yeah.
He, in a good way, I think is pretty confident and showed that yesterday, said that he definitely plans to return kicks and punts here. And kind of joked that he's going to take more than one back to the house.
Yeah.
And said that they hadn't seen anybody like him here in a while, and he's excited to show people what he can do. So he's very excited. He said he was high. Just some of the guys he's played with, Omar Manning and Alante Brown, were two of the receivers that have already jumped out to him.
Good.
That he's excited about. So he's going to add, I think, just a level of confidence and swagger to the room. He played with Joe Burrow. He played with Ja'Marr Chase. He's played with all those guys and knows a lot of those guys at LSU. So, he's got quite a background that he brings here to Lincoln. And, you know, he played a lot of football last year at LSU.
Joined by Sean Callahan. Sean, Nebraska did land Northern Iowa defensive back Omar Brown over the weekend, one of the top FCS players there in the portal. I guess, how do you feel about Travis Fisher's secondary?
Well, it's really interesting to see how many people they're bringing in. Just the number of bodies, it's six or seven bodies that have come in to the secondary of the total haul of, I believe the number's 27 players now coming into the program for next year. So they've really done a good job of getting bodies. I think Omar Brown wasn't necessarily a need, but when you have a guy that good available, you take him and you make a room. And I don't think 10 days ago you could have said, we needed another corner.
Right.
But because of Omar Brown and the fact that you think he might be better than what you had, I mean, he could end up starting next year. He's that good. And he's a Minneapolis guy from the Big Ten region, wants to be in the Big Ten. So it just made sense. And, yeah, I think the priority probably should be defensive line, offensive line, and a pass rusher. This was a situation where it was kind of a make room deal because of the available player that was there in Omar Brown.
So, Sean, right now, flipping to your beat writer mode, right now the players are in winter conditioning, correct?
Yeah, the players are in winter conditioning. They lift twice a week, okay, and then they do 2 days a week of speed work.
Okay.
So it's a pretty intense schedule of what they do right now in the winter conditioning.
Okay.
Joined by Sean Callahan. Sean, I saw the other day you retweeted this, and I want to get to this because Ohio State reported that 220 student-athletes engaged in 608 reported NIL activities, earning just shy of $3 million total, which was first nationally. Is Nebraska anywhere near that type of potential with NIL, Sean, or is Ohio State just pulling away even further in the Big Ten?
They're definitely in that type of potential. I mean, just a matter of what numbers they want to disclose. I mean, yeah, from what I've seen with Nebraska, you know, and what guys like Blake Lawrence have said, I mean, they're doing as much as anybody. Some of the stuff, it's gray. And, you know, ABM, the company that's kind of driving a lot of it locally here, they haven't done any braggatory tweets about what's going on. Mm-hmm. People have asked them to, told them to. but they've kind of laid low under the radar. They don't really they don't really. And I think a lot of it is the more attention you bring on what you're doing, it gets more people looking at things and whatnot. And they're not breaking rules; they're playing by the rules. Everything they do is within the rules. But I don't know if that's the approach at least they want to take. But there'll be a point where some of the numbers come out. I'm guessing, and from what I know, Nebraska is doing quite a bit for guys. I mean, I look at Casey Thompson this weekend. He took the entire offensive line out to eat at Rodizio Steakhouse, paid for the bill, took the entire team bowling, and gave them game cards to round one at Gateway Mall. I've been to round one with my kids.
And yeah, it gets pricey.
I can't afford that.
It gets pricey.
Grandkids, and you can blow through money on those game cards pretty quickly.
Yes, you can.
So, that tells me Casey Thompson's already probably, set up some pretty good NIL opportunities for himself here, among others. So, there's a lot going on here. I have no doubt about it.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, what, when, and if those numbers will ever be made public.
Right. Thank you, Sean. Great stuff.
Sean, always good stuff. Thank you for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
All right, guys.
Thanks. Great job.
Husker Online,
okay.
Sean Kelly.
I want to assure you, Jake, that Nebraska is not lagging behind hardly anybody in the NIL world.
Throw the best birthday party ever that your child will always talk about. Big Air Trampoline Park inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall can do just that. Award-winning birthday party packages start at just $300, and all birthday parties include pizza, drinks, a party room with a party host, grip socks, printed invitations, and all 40 attractions at Big Air Trampoline Park. It's a birthday party you and your kids will never forget. Book your party today. Big Air Columbus, where the fun never ends. Visit bigairusa.com/Columbus for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't know about Ohio State. I don't know where they are.
There's $3 million, they said last year, which is one nationally.
Yeah, I don't think Nebraska's done that, but I will assure you, Nebraska's very active in NIL and has a very structured machine over at ABM. I know that for a fact. I wouldn't say it on the radio if I didn't know it. It's elaborate. It's well-funded. It's thriving, all right? There's no... Nebraska's, I wouldn't say, okay, I'll put it, well, Parker just, I mean, we should pull up Parker's story. I hope I don't misrepresent it. In fact, we'll do this after the break. I'll read the paragraph. Parker wrote a story about Nebraska's NIL over the weekend where an industry source said Nebraska's on the front end of all this. So, yeah, no, they're not lagging behind.
I'm just curious where they are in comparison to Ohio State.
I don't know.
Which is what you're always chasing Ohio State in general in this conference.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure they're that far behind that. So, anyway, yeah, we didn't ask Sean what Logan Smothers or the other backups might.
We'll ask that in the mailbag.
Ask what? Ask the question of this.
Casey Thompson took the team, or there's 17 guys out to Rodizio Steakhouse, and also to round one for bowling, apparently.
To which Harris, instead of Logan, Smothers.
What's he going to take
out
to
Subway? Subway would be.
We'll figure out where Heinrich Harburg and Logan Smothers can take their team out to with their
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, with their money. And Song of the Day next.
Five taco limit.
Early break of the ticket.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.